अरे भगवान भगवत गीता घूमते प्रकृति का नाम गुना कारण गुना संग अच्छा सर्वसात जन्म जो निशु पुरुषा पुरुषा मीन्स इंडिया एंड प्रकृति मीन्स इंडिया So, real Purusha is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the living entities, they are actually Prakriti. There are three kinds of Prakritis or energy. God has got different energies. Parasya sakti vividhaiva sriyate sabha niti jnana bala kriya samadhiti just like an intelligent person, he has varieties of intelligence and energy we see sometimes. In human society, a particular person has got special intelligence, special energy. So, what to speak of the Supreme God? He has got varieties of energy, and all of these energies taken together primarily divided into three, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the marginal energy. The material energy, this cosmic manifestation, as you see, one universe, and each universe is filled up with many planetary systems, suns, moons, and other planets. This is one universe. Similarly, there are many millions of universes. We get information from Vedic Shastra, Yasya Prabhatorato Jagadanda Koti. Jagadanda Koti. Jagadanda means this universe, and there are hundreds and millions, numberless, and each universe is filled up with innumerable planets. Yasya Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Kotisu Asesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam. Vasudha, planets. So all these manifestations are material energy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Atva bhuni kena, hingya kena tvayana, vishtabhya aham idam krishnam ekansi na sitruya. This jagat is one-fourth manifestation of the material energy of the Supreme Personality of God. This is called Prakriti. So, Purusha, Janta. Purusha is living entity, he are sometimes called Purusha. Because he artificially exhibits or propensity to enjoy this material world. So, Purusha means enjoy. Therefore, sometimes we are called Purusha. Here, the living entities as a whole is called Purusha. Here, in the woman, she is also Purusha, because the same spirit has been enjoyed to my best capacity. As a man or woman. Therefore, she is also in that sense Purusha. She wants to enjoy. And the man also wants to enjoy. But both of them, Pratitistha, we are under the control of this Prakriti. This is our position. We must understand the position. अहंकार विमूढ़ा मां प्रत्याहम जिति मन पुरुष लिविंग एंटिटी इज फुल्ली अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर दैट्स अ फैक्ट ही कैनॉट डिनाय इट इफ यू डिनाय इट देन अहंकार विमूढ़ा मां by false egotism, we declare independence. That is not false. This is God. So this Purusha, this living entity, Prakritistha, being under this control of Prakriti, material nature, Bhunte, he is obliged, he is forced, Prakriti Janatuna, he is forced, he is obliged to accept the supremacy of the modes of material nature, Prakriti Janatuna. There are three modes of material nature, goodness, sattva, raja, tama. So, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So either of them, we have to accept either of them. So, on account of accepting the association of a particular type of modes of material nature, karanam gunasangasya sadasajjanma-jyomishu, why there are different varieties of living entities? Jarajanam lakhani sthavara lakhavinsati srimano rudra-sankhata. There are 900,000 species or forms of life within the water. Jalala Namalakhan, Savara Lakhamsati. There are 2 million forms of plants, trees, like that, creepers, and Tumara Rudra Sankhara, and insects, 11 less species. In this way, there are 8,400,000 forms of life. Krishna says, Sarvajani Sukantya Sambhavanti Mukhaya. In all the forms of life, as many living entities are there. Tathan Mahajani Brahma Hama Bija Padaptita. And the seed giving power of all of them. So, every living entity is the son of God. But according to karma, we have accepted different forms of life. Some of them are in the water, some of them in the plants and trees, some of them are in the insects, some of them are birds, bees, and the human life is a great chance to understand that how we have been put into the classes of Prakriti. Purusha Prakriti Sha. How I have been put in. You cannot, if somebody says it is our life, I am put within this material nature of Prakriti, so what is wrong? Let me lament. That is called ignorance. Because you are a spirit soul. You are eternal. Naham nate hannamane sarire. The spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another, beginning from the aquatic life, up to the human life and above the human life. This transmigration is going on. Tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change your body within this material world according to your karma. You have to change your body. Unfortunately, there is no education, there is no knowledge about this throughout the whole world. And they are thinking that after annihilation of this body, everything is finished. No, that is not the fact. Tatha dehantara prapti. If a young man thinks that I have got now this body for enjoyment, I am a young man, I shall not become an old man. That is not the fact. The young man has to become old man. That is Pratipidana Guna. You cannot say that I shall remain a young man forever and enjoy life. That is not possible. Similarly, we have to change your body. Prakāvihāntara prāpti. Unfortunately, there is no discussion. There is no education. There is no institute for this important factors of life. And people are kept in darkness. This is Kali Yuga. They do not care to know neither there is arrangement in the educational institution to know this fact. Although the fact is there, it is explained by Krishna, Krishna personally explaining Tatha Dehantara Prapti Antavattu Medeha Nitta Sokta Saririna. This body is perishable, but the Saririna, one who possesses this body, is Nitya, Sāsata, Nahannati, Annamāne, Sarire. This knowledge is missing. That is the defect of modern civilization, atheistic civilization. It didn't be Marian in your. This is not very good position. Today, I may be in good position, I may be millionaire, I may be prime minister, but when death will come, it will take everything from it. And it will oblige you to go to a specific form of life to which you cannot belong. Purusha Prakriti Sthak Bhunti Because Vidana Guna, if you are infected some disease, you must suffer. There is no excuse. Even a child, if it touches the fire is not excused. Because it is a child, he does not know. Therefore I shall not burn his finger. No. No excuse. Bringing Jivasarana, when you know Maya Durupaya, he cannot escape the stringent laws of nature. That is not possible. If you are foolishly thinking that I shall escape the punishment or reward of the prakriti, actually, so long we are within this material world, prakriti thought, there is no question of enjoyment. It is false enjoyment. Suppose you are well situated after hard struggle, how long do you remain in that situation? At any moment, you may be kicked out. That is your position. Mittu sarva harastaham. So, real knowledge is, we must seriously think that if I am eternal, what shall I do with this temporary position? I may say yes, or 50 years, or 40 years, or say 100 years. Not 100 years, it is not possible. At most 30-40 years. But I am not meant for 30-40 years, I am eternal. Na hannate hannamani saji. This knowledge is not coming. There is no system of education. It is a very generous type of civilization. Without any spiritual knowledge. Very, very dangerous. It's risky. So this Krishna consciousness movement on authoritative basis trying to enlighten people to release him from this practice of maya and ignorance. This is Krishna consciousness movement. And it is authorized because we are speaking on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. On the basis of Vedic knowledge. And Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedashta Sarvai Ahameva Vedam. What is the purpose of Vedic knowledge? The purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. Vedashta sarvai ahameva vedyam. See, Bhagavad Gita is also the process to know Krishna. Therefore, it is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Because if it is a fact that by studying Vedas, one has to understand Krishna, Vedashta sarvai ahameva vedyam. So Krishna is explaining himself what he is. Therefore it is the essence of Vedic knowledge. This essence of Vedic knowledge is there. It is very simple. Anyone can understand. There is no difficulty. When Krishna says, Dharma Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri, Samavita, Dudushava, where is the difficulty? The Kurukshetra is still there. Everyone knows there is a railway station of the name Kurukshetra, and there is a place Kurukshetra, now it is being developed by the Haryana government. So, how you can explain Kurukshetra otherwise? Kurukshetra is a fact, and it is a Dharma Kshetra. Still, many millions of Indians go there to visit, especially during the solar eclipse of Ajahn, they go there. And when Krishna was stay on this planet, he, his brother Balaram and his sister Subhadra also visited Kurukshetra. That ceremony is observed as Ratha Yatra. Three persons, two brothers and one sister. We are celebrating, introduced this Ratha Yatra system in the Western countries, and recently we had this festival in New York, very successfully, perhaps you have read in the paper. Anyway, this movement is strictly based on the Shastra and the Vedic knowledge, and the essence of Vedic knowledge is the Bhagavad Gita, and we are presenting as we do not explain Kurukshetra as this boy. There is no meaning, there is no dictionary, it means Kurukshetra, this boy. So, Kurukshetra is a place, Dharma Kshetra, it is a place of religion, or as far as Vedic instruction, Kurukshetra, Dharma, Jajayat, go to Kurukshetra and perform ritualistic ceremony, that is recommended. So, there is no question of interpreting Kurukshetra, Dharma Kshetra when you can understand it very easily and directly. There is no use of interpretation. Interpretation is required when you cannot understand one statement. And the law for if one statement is ambiguous, then two parties are wanting, I think it is this, I think. But when it is clear, there is no question of interpretation. Unfortunately, Bhagavad Gita is being interpreted by unauthorized persons unnecessarily, and people are kept into darkness. We are trying to protest against this process. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as truth, and people are taking advantage of it in the Western countries. They are taking good interest. They are reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in very large scale, increasing our book sales every year. Millions and millions dollars we are already selling, I have already stated, unexpected, 60,000 dollars per day. People are taking so much interest in this literature. So try to understand that we are Purusha. Purusha means we are part and parcel of the Supreme Purusha. Krishna is described as a Parabrahma Param Dhamam Purusham Param. He is Param Puru. And we are subordinate Purusha. We have got the same constitutional position. But very minute. Anodaniyana Mahato Mahiya. Krishna is Mahato, greater than the greatest, and we are the smaller than the smallest. But the particle is the same, as particle of gold is also gold. But the particle of gold is never equal to the gold mine. We should understand this. Mamayivansu Diva Bhuta, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Person. Therefore we have got all the propensities and qualities of God, but very minute quantity. That minute quantity is also now covered by the material energy. That is our position, purusha prakritistha. Being under the classes of this prakriti, whatever little light was there as part and parcel of God. That is now called. So, this position has to be discovered this colony has to be taken away, then we come to our position, original position, that is called Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. As soon as this covering is taken away, then you become Brahma Bhuta. Now we are Jiva Bhuta. Under the covering of this material energy, we are Jiva Bhuta. When this covering is taken away, then we are Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Na sotati, na kansati, samas sarvesu, bhutesu, madhvakti lavati para. So, if you try to become Brahma Bhuta, that is not very difficult. Just try to understand that you are not this body. You are spirit soul. You are entrapped by this body, and you have to change this body, and according to your work, you have to accept another body. Don't be satisfied with the present bodily situation, that you are very happily situated. That is not the fact. You have to change this position. You have to accept another body. And you do not know what kind of body you have to accept. It will be given by prakriti. Karanam guna sangas sadasat janma jonis. So, don't be irresponsible to your life. Be responsible and be prepared for the next life and act accordingly. Every direction is there in the Bhagavad Gita, and prove that you are human being. The animal cannot do it. If you do not do it, that you remain an animal. The animal has no capacity to understand a basic knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, and even though you have got the intelligence, if you do not utilize it to understand the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita and basic knowledge, then purposefully we keep ourselves in the category of animals. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is a humble attempt to arrest the whole human society with the spiritual knowledge and act according to the instruction of spiritual life and be happy and be prepared for the next life. The perfection of next life is to become free from the laws of material nature. That is the highest perfection. Samsiddhim paramangata. But that can be possible when we go back home, back to God. But that is not very difficult at the same time. Krishna says, janma karma ca vibhramme dirjana si tattata tattra jehana punar janma naiti mami. Very simple thing. You simply try to understand Krishna. Why Krishna comes? Vajadadadadi dharma sadrani bhavati bhar. What is dharma sadrani? What is dharma? Why does he come? Paritrana sadhuna vinasayata diskuta. He sadhu means diskuta. He seems to be studied. If you neglect, if you remain like animal without studying all these things, what is the value of your life? So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying people. Wake up! Uttishtata jagrata prapta parani bodha. You've got this opportunity. Try to understand yourself. Why you should run like animals and imperceptibly change your body from one to another, one to another. You see, Bhavaro, this is not very good position. We shall request you to take advantage of this moment, join it, study, or inquire, and be, and say, actually, in knowledge, jnanam vijnanam asritam, brahma karma savaranam. This is the business of brahmana, manu no brahma, jnanam vijnanam asritam. Asritam means to have faith in the authoritative Vedic knowledge, that is called asritam. According to our Vedic principle, one who has full faith in the Vedic knowledge, he is astic. And who has no faith in the Vedic knowledge, he is nastic. So, be astic, don't be nastic. There is no useful purpose becoming a nastic. Be astic. And the essence of Vedic knowledge is Bhagavad Gita. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking personally. Take advantage of it. Apply it practically in life and be happy, not only in this life, but the next life. Thank you very much.
If anybody has any questions, you can put them forward. Does anybody have any questions?
No question?
Prabhu, Vivekananda also stated, awake, arise, stop not until the goal is reached. What goal did he preach?
They are same, I don't know. Call Vivekananda and ask. You are a devotee of Vivekananda, you do not know? What did he mean? What kind of devotee you are? You are asking him, you do not know? This is why. He does not know what Vivekananda, and he is a devotee. This is not good. You must know what Vivekananda says, what is his ultimate goal of life. You must be intelligent. Now, we are speaking of Krishna, the supreme person. Matta parataram nanya. So there is no need of Vivekananda. And the Supreme Person is speaking, accepted by all. In the Bhagavad Gita, he said that you are accepted by authority. That Devala Gita Narada. You have to accept authority. He is accepted by authorities. That way, Narada Devala Gita. Ramanutarja, Madhyacharya, Chaitanya, even Sankaracharya, they have accepted Krishna as the supreme authority. You take the authority is taken, don't go elsewhere, then you will be needless. When the supreme authority is speaking, take it and apply it in line with the authority. Any other questions? So, let us have some people.
Yes.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.